Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 220. No. Why did you say that?
I don't know.
This is episode 423. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Nowhere near 200 and whatever
I'm saying. Never know what we're up to. So when you were like, no, that's not right, I thought, oh, okay.
Be close though.
Yeah, it's just you know, it's the single digits that just
it
get
just
her a bit
confuses
muddled.
Me all the time.
No, 200 off.
Oh my goodness. I think we should do a quiz about Gordon Ramsay.
Let's do it.
Yes, we're going to do it later. We won't do it now because that's not how the program works, remember?
Is there a new documentary, I want to say Netflix, maybe not documentary, maybe a more reality show about Gordon?
Really?
I saw a trailer and it was like the chef, the man, the dad.
The legend.
Not always in that order, something like that.
Oh, okay. This is pretty cool.
I'm going to look it up. I'll get back to you.
Okay. I watched a series on Netflix and I watched all six episodes and I was really into it and then I kind of wasn't. And I'll talk about why that is.
That's
obviously
a shame.
When we get into the watching suggestions. But we've got a lot to do. We've got a lot to do before we get to any of that.
Well, I watched a show.
Yeah.
8 episodes.
Oh, you did 8. That's a lot. Like, how long were they? Oh.
I don't know. Like normal.
Okay. So not like 20, 30 minutes.
No. Like a real show. I'm talking about a real show.
A real big girl show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really good.
Do you want to get into the
news? Yes.
In a world that time forgot. We are the Watchers.
My news for today, I'm going to start with,
news. Okay.
Is Gordon Ramsay does have a new show starting on Netflix. It's called Being Gordon Ramsay. I probably could have guessed that.
Is that what the David Beckham one was called? Was that like Being Beckham or something? I didn't watch it.
I don't know.
I feel like it might have. I wonder, I'm just thinking, does Netflix have
like an offshoot?
Yeah, like the train wreck, something
yeah,
or other.
Maybe.
Is it being
someone
insert famous person name here?
Maybe. I'll think I'll watch it.
The Gordon Ramsay one or any of them?
No, just Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, I think so. Is it out yet? Not yet. You can write release date next to it and it would say.
Okay, I'm going to tick.
Okay, meanwhile, I'm going to talk about.
It heard you and it wanted it. That was the first option.
Oh, okay. No release date yet.
It's not telling me.
Interesting.
Ah, here we go. 18th of Feb. So not long away.
That's pretty soon.
I'm not looking into that, whether that is in Australia or that's in another country, but the release date is the 18th of Feb.
I reckon a lot of them are all around the same at the moment.
Surely.
Yeah, you don't have to wait 6 months for things anymore. Hayley Lou Richardson is an actress. You might be Yeah.
Yes, in Ponies. This is the show I keep telling you about.
And, of course,
Emilia Clarke.
Was it season 2 of The White Lotus? She was What's her face? Yes.
PA?
PA.
She had really short, kind of scruffy
Nice hair. Yeah.
Nice, but she looks very different in this one.
Very different. I'm looking
is
at the photo.
Is she related to her mother?
Without doing much Googling, I think, yes, she is related to her mother. I'm not going to – obviously, I won't go into too much because I don't want to, like, spoil anything in case people are like, don't tell us the end of
– oh, my gosh, don't give it away.
My Google search. No, she's just been asked about whether she might, or should I say her character, might potentially come back – to future seasons of The White Lotus.
Or I'd be up for that.
And
I really would.
Do you want me to tell you what her answer was? She said, I think it's a hilarious question. I'm like, okay, why? She said, people are like, would you do it if they asked you? Obviously.
Yeah, okay.
She said, I don't think there's a single one of us who wouldn't do it. Okay, so that's good. But I don't know, I kind of feel like maybe this is not her, this is me. My name's Leah, by the way. I feel like maybe she isn't going to be in the next season just because it feels like she's busy doing, like she's got a momentum. Yeah.
I really want to know who is, what's the word?
The connection.
Like, yeah. Mm. I want to say like carryover champ.
Can we call it that? Yeah. The carryover champion of season 3 of The White Lotus. Yeah,
who made it from 3 to 4.
There's no guarantee that whoever makes it into 4 will make it into 5.
No.
The carryover champions are
could
not
be
always
someone
safe.
From season 1. Oh, no, yeah. It does have to connect, doesn't it?
No, season 1 had the had the season 3 connection with the masseuse.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so we can't do season masseur? 1.
The lady massage lady.
Belinda. Mm-hmm. I remember some really strange facts. Like I can't remember who I think Hayley Lee Richardson is related to apart from saying her mother, but I remember that character is Belinda.
Is she an American actress?
She is.
Okay, then maybe she isn't who you think she is. No, Natasha she's not. Richardson?
That's who I was thinking. But originally before I made the Richardson connection, she looks a lot like Emma Thompson.
Could she be a person called Emma Thompson's?
No.
No, okay.
Wikipedia says her mother's name is Valerie.
Okay.
So.
Did Amy Winehouse sing a song about Natasha Richardson's non-daughter?
Uh-huh.
Mother.
Mother, yeah.
I thought true. So. It was obvious the whole time.
It was
like
really
now you think
obvious.
About it, it's like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
What was her story about? Doesn't matter. Something about season 4 of The White Lotus.
We went off on a tangent.
And we started on one as well, which I thought was really good.
We're in for a ride.
Lena Headley. No, I always want to call her Headley. She's just Heady. Lena, a.k.a. Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones. She is going to be in Red, White and Royal Wedding. And I know what they've done here. You're like, Red Wedding? What's going on? It's from Amazon MGM Studios and it's a sequel to a rom-com called Red, White and Royal Blue.
Okay.
So she's going to play Princess Catherine.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
A rom-com based on the real ones?
But like in the future maybe? Oh. I haven't seen the original Red, White and Royal Blue.
No. Nor have I.
But I hope she's a cow in it. She plays cow really well.
Yeah, but Princess Kate is not a cow.
But we don't know if she is the Kate. And also could, you're right. I don't know. It all depends on if it's the real Kate. But she's older than the real Kate.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe she's a separate Kate. Maybe she's a Princess Kate from like 500 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's real cow, right? And
just
I would love that.
Create your narrative.
I would really, really love that. So, okay, I'll tell you what the original one's about because I can't find any info about the sequel. But Red, White and Royal Blue is about a guy who his mother is elected as president and is promptly and then I think the guy, Alex, is cast as the American equivalent of a young royal.
Is it
Hallmark-y? He falls in love with another guy, I think. Oh. Yeah, Prince Henry. Yeah. So the prince of like the prince, and I use that term loosely, of the US is then I think falls in love with the real prince of England, I think.
Who is Henry? So they're using the real names.
You can't be bothered. So US-British relations take a turn for the worse when the tabloids get a photo involving an altercation between the two. Okay, I obviously don't know what I'm talking about. It's fine. All I know is that Cersei Lannister is going to be in a thing that has red and wedding in it.
Yep. It's so good. I love that you did your own segue. But not segue. Tangent.
I went back.
You did your own bizarre tangent there, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Are you ready for a segue?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, Sophie Turner.
Is this the third Game of Thrones reference that we've had?
We have one last.
Amelia Clark.
Oh, Amelia Clark, yeah. Well, yes.
Red, White and Blue with Lena.
And now we've got Sophie. So Sophie, of course, we were talking about last week, who is the new Lara Croft, and we've seen photographs of her, and she looks really cool. There's a new series of Sophie's on Amazon. I think I'm going to watch for next week. I can't remember what it's called, but I'm going to watch it. It looks good. It's
full of facts exciting today. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, she says that even hearing the theme song of Game of Thrones gives her crazy anxiety.
Oh, yeah. I could imagine that. Could you imagine working that show and being like, the pressure that is on me? Like,
will I survive? Will my character survive?
Yeah. And not even the, okay, I've got my script, I've learnt my lines, I'm professional, I can turn up. Yeah. Just the pressure of a huge show.
And she was, what, early teens when she first started? If you look at photographs of her from the first season, young, you're like, oh, she's very young. So she says, okay, I'm gonna tell you what she says, and then I'm going to elaborate on it and make up my own story around it, but pretend that it's fact.
Yeah.
She said she's not going to watch A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which is like the spin-off.
Yeah.
In the Game of Thrones, she said she doesn't want to watch, she couldn't watch anything connected to Game of Thrones, despite having the best time on the show. But she's just like, this, it was a completely different chapter of my life. Mm-hmm. Now, she says, if I'm totally honest, anything Game of Thrones, I just don't think I can. I can't hear the tune. It gives me crazy anxiety. I don't know why. I had the best time, but I just can't watch anything related to it. She said, I'm very excited for all the actors on it, and it will probably be incredible because it's in that universe. She said, so good luck to everyone involved, but I just won't be watching it, but I'm rooting for you.
It's like people who are elite athletes
also
and give up their sport, and they're like, I can't watch it. I can't look at it. I can't.
I don't want to be a part of it anymore. I just find it interesting that she said she's rooting for them. Now, is she rooting for them in the American sense or in the Australian sense? And which one does the English follow? Because if she's rooting for them in an Australian sense, it's really, really weird.
Don't we say we're rooting for someone in terms of want them to do well?
Well, only if we're borrowing heavily from America.
Okay.
They're also talking about doing that Arya Stark sequel or spin-off, I should say. You know, at the end of the series, well, you don't know, Steph, because you didn't watch it, but the end of the series, Arya was like, okay, I'm going to go and get on a ship and I'm going to travel west or something, because no one's ever gone there. We don't know where it what's over there. And everyone's like, okay, bye.
And that was we don't want to play with you anymore. Bye-bye. Okay,
we don't want to go with you, so please don't ask. That's the end of...
Thank God she's gone.
So annoying. I think it's time to stop talking about Game of Thrones and anything news-related and get into the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. Do we want to talk about Hell's Kitchen first?
Yes, let's do it.
So this is series 4 million or something.
Oh, who knows, like 23, 24, I'm not sure. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
It's the same formula.
We started watching it a while after it started, like during lockdown, COVID sort of lockdown. Yeah. That was what we were doing. We were watching MasterChef, and then I think we must have caught up with MasterChef and gone over to Hell's Kitchen.
Not MasterChef, Leah.
Not MasterChef, Top Chef.
We don't go amateurs.
Sorry about that, everyone.
We go people in the profession.
This is a real deal. So we got into this and we watched, I want to say maybe 5 seasons.
Yeah, we watched a few.
We got through them pretty quickly. And then I promptly forgot that it existed.
Mm.
You too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. And then for some reason we had some quiet time and you were here and we were like, oh, you found it.
Yeah.
You were like, I think I'm going to watch this. And I thought, I'm here, I'll watch it as well. And then we sat down, we're like, okay, now after that one episode.
Let's go do what we need to do.
Which was playing Stardew Valley. And do you remember? That's exactly what it was. We had nothing else to do. That was what we, and then we both said, do you want to watch just another one?
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, okay. And then we watched another one and we were like, well, we got to watch the next one.
Yeah, it was you that was like, yeah, we're watching the third episode.
And then it said no because it's not out yet. And we were like, oh.
Why in 2026 do we have to live like it's 1996 and wait for episodes? Like,
oh, my gosh.
I just want you to trust me as an adult that I will enjoy watching it in the way I want to watch it. So if I want to sit down on a, I don't know, I'll make this up, a Wednesday afternoon,
yep,
and watch 8 episodes of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Let me.
You know, I'm going to use a 1996 reference.
Okay.
If you weren't in 1996, you won't get this. It's almost like waiting for the end of Wake Up, I think, on Jagged Little Pill, and you have to wait for it, or maybe it was like the second version of You Ought to Know. You have to wait for Your House to come on because it's on the same track.
Yeah.
You can't skip it. And yeah, if you fast forward it, you're going to miss it.
You'll miss it,
it's
yeah.
Or it's exactly the same thing.
Exactly the same thing. I mean, it's not, but not I appreciate your analogy.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, so Gordon's back.
Yes.
He's with another bunch of people who say, amazingly, they say things like they're head chefs or they're sous chefs at big restaurants. And you go, are you though? Because you just put up raw dough as bread.
Like, and then sweat it all over it and look like you were going to cry.
Yeah. I am so curious as to know what the numbers of auditionees are
at this point,
season 24 yeah, and 23 in comparison to the heyday.
Because there's a different caliber between Hell's Kitchen contestants,
yep,
professional chefs, and Top Chef.
Top Chefs are coming in like award winners, yeah, the James Beard mm-hmm, best newcomer. And you're like, you've got to be pretty good to have already been known.
Yeah, definitely.
But you think about it, there are a lot of restaurants out there, and if you're a line cook, you might be working at the RSL.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're still serving food to people every single day, or you're working at, we'll do an Australian reference, at a hatted restaurant.
If you were at the RSL and then you went into Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen and he was like, red team, you're making schnitties. And you'd be like,
done.
How many do you want? I'll do it myself.
None of this omelette business that you make.
Doing it alone.
I don't want to cook scallops. We don't do them here.
You serious? I'm not giving them to
I can do a
members.
Side salad if you want. Do you want a kid's meal?
That's nuggets and chips. Anyway, I'm into it. I've only watched 2 episodes.
I mean,
two and a bit.
Yeah, did we?
We tried to watch. Oh, maybe we watched the whole.
I don't know.
We watched some of it. And the guy was like, I'm so upset. I think I have to leave.
Yeah, no, we didn't watch it all.
Okay.
He's
still there.
Yeah. I really enjoy how much they set people up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so obvious. You know, this crate came flying from the ceiling.
They could have died.
And crashed on the floor in front of the contestants. And the crate was full of ice and scallops still in shells. That was a big crash. Like I'll give it to them.
He hardly flinched.
He knew.
I know, but still, if you know an explosion or whatever's going to happen.
I'd be like, yeah. Oh, God.
I'd be like, and here.
Yeah. So anyway, they crash them everywhere and they all have, you know, a heart attack and then have to then go cook up dishes. And one guy's like, I got this. I'm from Alaska. This is what we do. Guess who got kicked out?
Don't ever say that.
Like you're best to just say, I've never seen these things before. I burn toast.
Guys, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Well, no, you don't burn toast because you just
burn
you
bread.
Just make dough. Serve yes, dough. So good. I love it. There's nothing quite like Gordon Ramsay swearing. We should do a Gordon Ramsay quiz. So we will. We'll do that a little bit later on. Can I talk about His and Hers?
Go on.
His and Hers, Netflix limited series. Tessa Thompson, John Bernthal, Pablo Schreiber. And a host of other people that you're like, yes, you've been in things. So basically, Tessa is a newsreader in Atlanta, Georgia, because you've got to say the state and the city, otherwise people yeah, don't know where you yeah, are. And she has had some sort of issue, personal issue, that has had her not work. And she's kind of been a little AWOL, but like the boss knows that she went AWOL kind of thing. Anyway. In her hometown, someone has died and it's a murder and she wants to go and break the news story as a reporter, right? And he's like, you want to be a reporter? You're the number one newsreader in Atlanta, Georgia, just in case you weren't sure which Atlanta we were talking about. Even though, right, He has already replaced her, which is fair enough because she went AWOL for 6 months.
Yeah.
So she goes back and she starts to uncover this story. But how much does she already know? Because it seems to me like the detective investigating it is her ex-husband and the murder victim she went to school with.
Oh, she's in it.
Oh, unravels and twists and turns really and dodgy decisions.
I really want a show where someone comes in, you're thinking that they're the good, like, detective, but they've actually done it.
They did it
like,
the whole time.
Here, let me help you unravel this mystery with my ex-husband about the girl that I killed.
Killed them all. Anyway, yeah. I was quite into this until the last episode. I was like, I don't really like the way this ended. It's a bit silly.
It really... really disappoints when it does that. I remember there was one like murder mystery that we watched maybe in lockdown even, and it was a Scandinavian one. It was so good until the very last scene, the last episode. And I remember going, nope. I'm not having that. It was terrible.
So his and hers, maybe you like the ending or the journey along the way, but I'm just viewer discretion advising you. What did you watch?
I watched on Netflix.
This was Netflix as well. Did I say that?
Okay, I think just so. Not sure. A new or the new Harlan Coben one, and it's called Runaway. It stars James Nesbitt, who you would know from other ones of Harlan Coben. Minnie Driver, say it.
Minnie Driver.
Correct.
Minnie Driver.
Ruth Jones, who you would know from Gavin and Stacey. And I actually had to go look up who it was because
she's different.
She's so different because I just know her so well.
Yeah.
In Gavin and Stacey with the makeup and the
she
hair
plays
and the
Gavin.
Accent. Yes. And I was like, she just, who is she? Who is she? My brain wasn't working as soon as I looked it up and went, yeah,
that's
oh my gosh,
is.
Okay. So it is also one of the executive producers is a Corbin surname or Coben. I keep mispronouncing his name. I'm assuming.
Same with Lena.
Yeah. I'm assuming that maybe his daughter someone in his family is like, you write the books and I will make them into a movie.
Just a little side thing.
Yeah.
How many seconds before the Reese Witherspoon and.
Oh. 100%. I think it'll be a movie. Do you reckon it'll be a movie?
Yeah, it can be a movie.
Oh, Reese can pull in a box office.
She does do series as well,
she does.
Sorry, but anyway, this series.
So it's called Runaway and it centres around James Nesbitt, who plays Simon Green, centres around his family. He's happily married. His wife is a paediatrician in a big hospital. He's a big flying, I don't know, businessman. He does
fly around and make deals.
Yeah. He makes deals and a lot of money and things like that. And he has the business with his sister-in-law. He has three kids and he has this, what we would think is the most beautiful, perfect life until one of his daughters runs away. And there's a bit of jumping back and forward in timeline to kind of see the snippets of memories he has and whether that actually is true to the timeline or the story, or he just knew parts of it. So he's making big assumptions. Anyway, his eldest daughter, Paige, she runs away, and we do find out later that while she has run away, she's not been missing entirely. They've seen her, she's come back, she's stolen from the family. You know, she's gotten mixed up in the wrong crowd, lots of drugs, those sorts of things. His world changes where he gets a tip off that she will be in this particular park. He sees her. He's like, this is it. Like, I found her. I can bring her home. I can save her. I can do all of this. He calls out her name. And if there was ever a deer in headlights look, when she sees him, it is deer in headlights, almost terror. And she just bolts. So she clearly doesn't want to come home,
wow.
Does she?
Yeah. Why the terror?
Yeah, exactly. So all of these question marks. Then out of the corner of his eye, you see this other homeless, druggy-looking guy, and he starts taunting him. He is the daughter's boyfriend, who he blames for turning the daughter around and all of that. And he just sees red and starts laying into this boyfriend. and everything gets recorded because people got phones everywhere. And so he becomes this, basically gets cancelled because it gets put out on social media. So then he's like, no, I'm trying to save my daughter. Like, this guy's the guy that's
wrong.
He's
the bad guy.
Yeah. Anyway, I won't give away everything, but in his way of going, okay, well, I know she's still alive. She's somewhere. I'm going to track her down. He gets tangled up in a world of dangerous underworld drugs, dodgy people, people turning up missing, people turning up dead, cults, all sorts of horrible things. It has so many twists and turns that you don't see coming. And as a viewer, you can't see how they're going to come together to resolve, that it keeps you gripped right to the very end.
Do they happen at the end of every episode, or like sprinkled throughout an episode?
Those little, a bit like, of both. There's definitely ones at the end of every episode that make you go, I need the other one.
And yeah, I have, like, to. I have to.
I shall press play. Yes, that's what I'm going to watch. But yeah, ones that you kind of go, I've been watching this side story. They don't seem connected at all.
Oh, yeah, right.
How are you going to... Somehow it's going to come back to this daughter, Paige. Like, somehow it's going to get there. Lots of red herrings. Really good. Really good.
What was it called again?
Runaway.
Okay. His and Hers, Runaway. Both Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, Hell's Kitchen wasn't. That's Binge and Foxtel. So yeah, we mixed it around a bit. Do you want a Gordon Ramsay quiz?
I really do.
How many kids does Gordon Ramsay have?
Six?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it was a big number and I knew it wasn't four, so I guessed.
I think it's similar to
Jamie.
Jamie, who we discussed.
Does he have six? Five. He's got six. A lot.
Yeah. Which country was he born in?
England?
Scotland. He moved to England when he was nine.
Okay.
Maybe that's why he doesn't have an accent. Or maybe he does have an accent. We just don't know.
When he goes home, talks to his mum.
Yeah. Like, maybe we're thinking like a Glaswegian accent, where it might be a bit of a softer Scottish accent. How many fish and chip shops does Gordon Ramsay own in the USA?
I have no clue. Like, do you want to give me a multiple choice? Like, is it five or is it 1,500?
It's single digits.
Okay. Eight.
Oh, three.
Oh.
Do you want to guess the
locations?
Cities?
Okay. Okay. New York?
Yes.
Okay. Vegas?
Yes.
Okay. Because he had a restaurant in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
LA?
Oh.
No.
Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
So it's real holiday sort of spots, isn't it? And then people in America must be like, oh, governor, we're going to have a little bit of fish and chips. That was me trying to do an American, trying to do an English accent.
Spot on. Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So good.
I'd go to Gordon Ramsay's fish and chip shop if I was in the States, I reckon. I'd be like, oh, Gordon Ramsay has a fish and chip shop.
Don't mind if I do.
Don't have one at my house.
Have some mushy peas.
No, I wouldn't have them.
No, you don't like them. But you would have fish and
chips. Chips. Oh, sorry, wrong country.
Chips.
Fries. Oh, no, if they call them fries, I will not go in.
No, surely Gordon won't let that happen.
Can't let that happen.
Thank you for realising, because I was like, that was a weird way I said that. Did I pull it off?
Nope.
What is probably Gordon's favourite swear word?
The F word?
Yeah, I think so. That was my guess. I was trying to...
Or the F word with I-N at the end.
Yes. I was trying to Google how many he's allowed to say in Hell's Kitchen, but I couldn't find it. And you know, like the Google AI answer, you're like, I don't always believe you.
I feel like you're going to make stuff up.
Yeah.
Or maybe he gets away with it because instead of the U, he says O-O.
Oh, and they don't know it's a swear word. That's good.
Yeah.
What is his wife's name?
Oh,
it's, you can kind of ask some
kind of common.
Clues.
It's a common name.
Yeah, I think so.
Could you give me the first letter?
T.
T. Trish.
No.
Tina.
No, but it is four letters.
Four letters.
Two of them
are the same.
Yeah. I wouldn't get this either. Even reading it, I was like, I don't remember that. Like, I remember Jules. Yeah, as I remember in Jamie, Jules. The Jules, but Gordon and
Tess.
T-A.
Which letter is repeated?
A.
T-A. Tana, Tala, Tanya. I don't know. I can't think of it.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. My name's Gordon Effing Ramsey. This is my wife, Tara. Nice to meet you. Tara. Oh, no. I wasn't going to go there.
I just, oh, God.
She was a bit more.
Amused myself. No, I never would have guessed Tara. Maybe right. I never knew it. Maybe I didn't know it. She's just the lady with the dark hair, right?
Yeah.
Has Gordon ever appeared on MasterChef Australia?
Yes.
Several times. Absolutely. First time was in 2018.
Oh.
I think there's something in that for all of us.
Yeah, I agree.
Particularly
gosh,
Gordon.
I wish he'd give us some food though.
Fish and chips.
Okay, what would you have? Would you have the beef Wellington?
I think I would.
Yeah. I mean, after everything. It's yeah, a bit like.
But he's not that lady.
Yeah.
And then I could have a t-shirt that says, I ate beef Wellington and survived.
I ate Gordon's, not.
I ate Gordon, not the other ladies.
Forgotten a name.
Yeah. And survived.
What else do they make?
Scallops.
Scallops.
And.
But every season.
A steak.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a normal steak.
And a fish. I feel like there's another dish I'm forgetting that they make every year for 23 years.
It's a long time. Anyway, Gordon, if you know, could you please let us know by how do you want to. Contact the Watchers podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah. He'd probably say just go look at the website for the restaurant.
Gordon, don't be lazy.
I don't have a device for that.
Yeah. We don't have the admin to your website, okay? Far out. I got to go make dinner. Rissole, sausages,
beef Wellington,
salad, chops.
Chops.
On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Delicious.